Okay, so it's letter Yud Zayin and Machtavim, very fundamental piece, short, but really lays down the Yosaydis of Emunah Pshuta and what it is that Hashem Yisbarach wants from us. So Yehusha writes, V'nei mayokar hayoyim be'itois halalu, Dvar Hashem. How precious it is today in these times, the Dvar Hashem, Asher kolecha lefi madrigosa yagia lemetzius hemunah hapshuta. Each person, according to his own madriga, to be able to achieve this metzias, this reality of emunah pshuta. Ayedi yigiyaso v'avodaso, bakravas kol ritzonoso v'midoso l'vnei Hashem. That a person should make effort and avoida to bring all of his ritzonos and all of his midos before Hashem. After all, this is the time before Matan Torah, where a person is working on Tikkun HaMidos, and in Pnimis, Tikkun HaMidos means that a person is makdish all of his midos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he can receive the Torah and encounter Hashem Yisbarach, like Klal Yisrael did at Har Sinai, when they heard, when they saw, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. B'zua b'china shal mibisari echse eleka. Quotes the pasuk in Iyov that a person sees from his flesh godliness, which means that Hashem, the Shechinah Kedoshah, should fill a person himself and he's be able to experience Hashem Yisbarach. Like an infant on his mother's lap, which by him there's no doubt, that his whole life, his whole existence comes from his mother. And there's nothing lacking in his world when he's with his mother. This is a mashal for us. Every person has a bechira, and what's the purpose of this bechira? To somewhat force himself to use the bechira to bring himself to this place of bittul and to reveal his infancy. That he has nothing other in his life than emunah pshuta and Hashem Yisbarach. That when he strips himself of the clothes of his life, so to speak, and he frees himself and he kind of absolves himself from all of the things which he owns, which he possesses, whether it's financial or talents which he may have, gifts, and he says all this, I'm after them, so to speak. It doesn't bear weight in my life. What I'm interested in is to be filled with the Shekhinah HaKadoshah, that I should be a Merkava, a Mishkan for Hashem. Because this is the purpose of creation. That Hashem Yisbarach wants that the Shekhinah should reside amongst us, it should dwell in the lower worlds. And in doing so, he'll be dovek with his ratzon, with our ratzon, to Hashem's ratzon. A yichud. My will to do your will. And if you're in the palace, you lack nothing. Meaning, all we need to do is to be in the inner chambers with Hashem Yisbarach, to be close to him, to be one with him. And if a person has that, he has everything. Because the Shekhinah HaKadoshah has everything at her disposal. We know the Shekhinah is our mother. And to say that we're in the lap of the Shekhinah, that we're in the Shekhinah's embrace, which is really what the Sukkah is, a person has everything. So after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, where we develop this relationship over the days of Yom Narayim, and the Shekhinah comes down into this world, Yom HaKippurim, and it stays around for 7 days in the Sukkah with us, what are we lacking? We're completely enclosed. In that time of Sukkot, we feel like it's just us and Hashem Yisbarach, and there's nothing going on other than this romance with Hashem Yisbarach, this kesher, either on the level of chasan v'kala, or on the level of a mother to her child, which is really what the Sukkah is, that ima ilah, that we're in the embrace of our mother, the Shekhinah HaKadoshah, who's providing everything for us. So if we have that relationship, so then we don't need to be concerned about parnasa and all the other things in life, which a person is striving to achieve. We're striving for that kesher, and we have that relationship, then the Shekhinah HaKadoshah takes care of her children. When we cry out, the Shekhinah is right there to nurse us, to take care of us. And Rav Usher adds that a person's limud ha-Torah is also upgraded when he becomes such a person. Everything that a person comes in contact with, it's like the golden touch. That when a person is a ma'oni, he's a mishkan for the Shechina Kedosha, then everything which he does is Torah. That's why you could write about Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Moshe, Aaron, David, and Yosef, all the Yishpizin, and all the Nevi'im, all the great tzaddikim. We can go down in books of Torah, and we can say this becomes Torah, because when a person becomes a merkava l'shechina, everything which he does is called Torah. So every move which they make, whether they understood the Torah of it or not, it's Torah, because they were completely attached to Hashem Yisbarach, and Hashem Yisbarach writes the Torah. But when these tzaddikim make moves, they write in the Torah Kedosha, because it's not him who's doing that, it's the Shechina Kedosha. And if we're zeichet to that on our level, it means that everything which we come in contact with, everything which we do, has a much more holy frequency, so to speak. Gam kishia osak l'chaya binyonim masur matan, even if a person goes to work, he's involved in business, v'chulei v'chadayme, ki yizke l'galas l'kusay sproch b'cholamayisim b'cholamadrigus, v'yizke l'ikanes hanidachim l'kapitz pizurim l'or bor shivas mibirish l'achas b'nayim Hashem. Mamash amazing things become revealed. He may not see it. He doesn't see how he's megal l'kus when he goes to the office. But because he's a person who's attached to Hashem Yisbaruch on his level, everything which he's being poil has a different implication. He's operating on a totally different frequency. And it's the golden touch. Whatever he comes in contact with, there's Torah there. And he's being mevar nitzaitzin and being male. And things are happening in the world and in the oilamis because of him. He may not know the Torah of it, but because he's attached to a much higher place, everything which he does has a different ramification. V'chol midosav yisuknu lemala, and all the midos become corrected above. Avaseo yitishka la'avas Hashem, u'pchadav yivhafchol yosiras Hashem, an shizkal yiras Hashem, shalein sof baruchu. He becomes filled with avas Hashem and yiras Hashem. These are the types of hargashis which come out of a person when he has a kesher with the Shechina Kedosha. So what the tzaddik is saying is about being in Hashem's lap and striving for emunah pshuta, which means to know that everything is taken care of. It's a matter of dedicating ourselves to having that relationship and doing the ratzon Hashem as much as we can, having a single-minded ratzon to do his ratzon. It absolves himself of everything else which he has responsibility to do. Like the Mishnah says, anybody who's makabal alatzma, all Torah, ma'avir mimenu ol malchus v'ol derech eretz. Like we saw from the Sfasemes says, but we find also Derech Eretz come with the Torah. So does a person want to remove the old Derech Eretz, or does he want Derech Eretz? So the Tzaddik explained that Makabal Olav all Torah means that a person, he's not just learning Torah to know the letter of the law. The Tachlis of Torah he wants to fulfill, which is that he wants to be a Merkava for Hashem Yisbarach. When a person does that, then he doesn't have to worry about all Malchus and all Derech Eretz. It's a totally different Madriga, a person who commits himself to fulfill the purpose of his creation. And then everything is taken care of for him because he becomes a Merkava and he's in the lap of the Shechina HaKadosha. So a person has to return to his infancy, so to speak, and to be secure and have emunah pshuta that Hashem Yisbarach will take care of him, to do tshuva and then bitachon. That's the formula. Tshuva and bitachon. To return to Hashem and to say to Hashem, I want to do your ratzon, and then to have bitachon and emunah slowly but surely that Hashem Yisbarach will take care of us and trust us. And that's really why the tzaddikim explained that the Aron HaKodesh, which is in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, which is the place of the Dira Patachtoinim, the Shechina dwells on the Aron HaKodesh, which has the Kruvim, which is the faces of children, two children, two tinokos. I mean, a tinok is allowed to be in that place called the Aron HaKodesh, where the man is, where the Torah is, that a person's his whole parnasa is different, his whole Torah is different, like Rav Usher is explaining, but it takes a certain tinokios, it takes a certain infancy, childness, of a person to have that dependency on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to bring out that nakuda within, that a person, you see from a child that he has such a tam for life, an excitement for life. He doesn't know the first thing about it. But a child doesn't have a lot of das, but he has a lot of tmimus, and he has a lot of emunah, and that should fill us with life, and to have that naris, that excitement to live, and to be dependent on Hashem Yisbarach, and to grow in that kesher. And when we do so, we transform, and everything around us transforms as well. Hashem Yisbarach should help us that we should be Mekayim Mibisari Ech Salukah. Tzaddikim say Mibisari is the Osios Mirajbi. From Pshim Bayochai, from Tzimis HaTorah Befrat, it opens up worlds for us to be able to achieve these Madregas, not just in Torah, but Avoida, but Amunah, and Bitochen as well.